a positive Hercules of the intellect. A veritable... no, that's not it. But Laurie is right. This is what we must take care with. Richard Ginsburg will think he has been thawed out to be cured of whatever it is that ails him. In a future world of peace and wonder.
What's his sickness?
The heating of the can of soup had been put on the back burner until Ginsburg recovered again.
It was obvious, painfully so in both cases, what was wrong with the other Freezies. Here it is less so. Perhaps leukemia or some associated blood disease. Looking at him, I can see no evidence of any particular illness. Since he has been frozen for 100 years, his muscle tone is understandably not good. Or might there have been some progressive sickness there? I have no doubt that he will be able to tell us himself when he finally recovers. But I say again, be cautious about how we break the news of the long winters. It could topple his frail hold on sanity forever.
The next time that Richard Ginsburg opened his eyes, he waited a long time before risking speech, trying to formulate a concept that would explain what he was seeing. He recognized from the layout of the room that he appeared to be somewhere in one of the large underground fortresses known as redoubts. Reaching that deduction was the easy part. The 6 people that he saw around him were much more difficult. It seemed possible that some kind of bizarre bunch of terrorists had infiltrated the complex and were taking him hostage. That fitted the facts as he saw them. He decided that the best opening gambit was simply to tell them his name. Ginsburg opened his mouth, ready to speak.
Richard Ginsburg.
Shit. Things were even worse than in his worst imaginings. Though he'd opened his mouth, the voice had come from somewhere else. From the sinister fellow with only one eye.
Your name is Richard Ginsburg, isn't it? I asked if your name was Richard Ginsburg. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear? Or yeah, your name's Richard Ginsburg?
Both.
Good. We're getting some soup for you and some water. Guess you must be hungry after so long.
I'd be hungry after 100...
Laurie, can the talk, remember?
Sorry, Ryan.
You unfroze me?
Yeah.
How do you know my name?
It's on the computer console screen. Date of birth, everything else was classified, and we couldn't access it.
Oh, figures. Did you find any clothes and my glasses?
Here you go.
JB handed over the spectacles, and Ginsburg slipped them on.
Clothes are in a locker.
The Freezy blinked owlishly around. The 6 fuzzy figures now sharpened and became distinct. But none of the bewilderment eased.
Well, you know who I am? Who on the green earth are you?
This is Christy Roth, Doc Tanner, J.B. Dix, Laurie Quint. Jack Lawrence getting the soup. I'm Ryan Carter.
Oh, that's... must be all the stuff I've been full of. Hell, I guess I have to ask you now why I push it across the tracks. You aren't doctors, and... but you said he was a doctor?
Science, son, not medicine.
Right, right, got that clear. Now, if you aren't doctors, and you all look the way you do, then I figure something's gone very, very wrong with things.
Things?
Things, you know, things. This isn't what I kind of expected, you know? Not guys with guns. I'm supposed to be brought out of it so I can be cured.
What ails you?
Doc moved out of the way as Jack brought in a bowl of steaming soup. Ginsburg sat up and took a sip.
Wow, that's hot. And I can't really taste it. Guess that could take some time to return.
It's tomatoes.
Could be watermelon for all I can tell, kid.
Don't call me kid.
Oh, sorry. You asked about what my illness was, didn't you? Mine's still fogged. Like a Frisco evening. Funny. I can remember watching the mists come rolling in over the hills into the bay. But now I can't remember things about what I was doing before.
What was wrong with you?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, something like that.
Sounds real bad. What is it?
It was called, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right. You're kidding me, aren't you, Doc? You really are a doctor, and this is some kind of hospital, right?
Wrong. Who's this Lou Gehrig guy, Doc? Some kind of scientist?
Ball player. First baseman for the Yankees way back in the... well, way back when. It's a kind of progressive muscular weakness.
Ginsburg gave the half-empty bowl back to Jack.
Thanks. I guess I wasn't as hungry as I thought I was. Yeah, Doc, you're right. Lou Gehrig. When they diagnosed what I got, I kept hearing the name. Read up about him, some.
What's it do to your sickness?
I always thought, when they started to talk about cryogenics, that I'd wake up and some guy in a white coat would pat me on the shoulder and tell me I was cured. Not have some... well, not get asked what my illness was.
No, I'm real sorry, but you have to know this clear from the start. None of us knows anything about your sickness. We can do nothing for you.
Ginsburg took off his spectacles and polished them on the sheet, not saying anything for several moments. He peered at the light through the glasses, wiping away a small smear. Finally, he nodded.
I appreciate your honesty, Mr. Carter. Truly, I do. When they confirmed the diagnosis of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS they called it, I'd known something was wrong. My coordination had been off for some weeks. I'd stumble or I'd drop something, spill food. I played baseball like Gehrig, and suddenly I started to miss the pitches, fumble it when I was out in right field, lots of silly things. I felt tired, weak, wanted to lie down and rest a lot. They did all the tests on me.
He stopped and put his glasses back on. The others still stood around him, listening to his story, crowding the small cubicle.
They tried everything. Digitalis didn't help. Androstenolone, same. I was getting steadily weaker.
Did they know what caused this sickness?
Nerve cells in my brain and in my spine were just sort of giving up the ghost. Degeneration is the name. No cure, no hope. Fetch the coolant and pop the boy in the freezer. Thaw him out in 1,000 years when we can save him.
He buried his face in his hands.
That string of operations and tests, and then the actual freezing. Having to say goodbye to all my friends, my parents, all of them. Like I was an astronaut going boldly off to brave and new frontiers. Now I come around and I'm in some military base with 6 people who I don't know.
Laurie sat on the bed and patted Ginsburg on the arm.
Could be badder, could be dead.
You think so? You get what I got, young lady, and you sometimes think death is going to come as a blessing.
A disease like that goes into remission, doesn't it?
Sure. That's the irony. When I got frozen, I was feeling better than I had for months.
Ginsburg still hadn't asked the question that Ryan and the others were dreading, but all of them were waiting for it.
Mind if I snatch some sleep, folks? I feel kind of drained with all this waking up.
Sure. We want to think about moving outside this redoubt sometime today.
Yeah, find out where the fuck we are.
Sure. I understand. How do you mean? Did I hear you right? So you can find out where you are? How come you don't know?
Nobody spoke, and everyone tried to avoid catching his eye, looking everywhere except at Ginsburg.
Hey, come on, Mr. Carter. What's going on here?
Here it comes.
I want to know where we are. What's going on? What year is this? And what in the name of God Almighty is happening?
The six companions stood by the subsidiary exits from the redoubt on its north.